Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. A pro-Israel Christian author, Mike Evans, has sparked a controversial reaction to the new Israeli government. This will be my discussion as I bring David James to my broadcast table here today on PTIB. We as Christians must support the Jewish people, no matter who the Prime Minister of the State of Israel may be at this time. This is one discussion, very important. You need the information about Mike Evans, and then the exhortation as to how we as Christians, according to Genesis chapter 12 and other passages of the scripture, must stand with the Jewish people. David James will join me here at the broadcast table on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing in just one moment. At my prophecy bookstore, located on my website, prophecytoday.com, I have a five-hour study entitled Satan, Demons, and the End Times. The question that David James will respond to on PTIB today talks about spiritual warfare and what the Word of God has to say that we as Christians must do in order to stand up against the devil in the last days. The Bible says we must be defensive, not offensive. That's a portion of the teaching on this five-hour audio series entitled Satan, Demons, and the End Times. Go to my prophecy bookstore located on my website to get your copy of this very informative five-hour CD, Satan, Demons, and the End Times. We now bring David James to this broadcast table. David and I have a weekly conversation. It's a key conversation for Christians because we address an issue that you need and I need to have a biblical basis for understanding how we should approach and deal with that particular issue. So glad that David can join us on a weekly basis. And David, as we always do, we're going to start with a question from one of our listeners. And this week we received one that is in the realm of spiritual warfare, which is real, of course, but a battle in which we need to engage biblically. Is that correct?
That's right, Jimmy, and this is what our listener wrote. I hear a lot of my friends say, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Can you please explain this? So, Jimmy, this is a common approach to spiritual warfare in most charismatic circles. We do see Jesus rebuking Satan and other demons in several places. For example, when he was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, when he healed an epileptic in Matthew 17, and then in Mark 1, when he healed a demon-possessed man. And there, of course, are others. And when this is put together with passages where Jesus gives authority over demons to the apostles in Matthew 10 and the 70 in Luke 10, they conclude that this is for every believer, but it's not. Those are unique cases. Believers are to take a defensive stance, to hold our ground, but not to go on the offense. That's the nature of the armor of God in Ephesians 6, for example. And in James 4, 7, and 8, we read, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And then in Jude 9, we read this, yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. So, Jimmy, we're to stand firm in the faith and submit to the Lord, and he will provide the protection we need from the enemy.
Very, very good answer to that great question, and we need to know how to deal with the devil, especially in these, the last days. Well, David, this week, an outspoken pro-Israel journalist and author named Mike Evans has been in the news for what I would call over-the-top rants, to put it mildly, about Israel's recent elections. Give us the details.
Well, you're right, Jimmy, and many have been shocked and saddened by his vitriol, and I understand why, and in fact, I would say it's even been just a bit weird at times. Last Friday, Evans wrote a blog for the Times of Israel with the title, Israel's Striptease Show, with a byline that reads, "These fools destroy everything we evangelicals have sacrificed our lives to build. I will use every bit of my energy and power to destroy them before they destroy the nation." And in his very strange opening paragraph, he wrote this, "Striptease is a form of entertainment in which a performer gradually undresses to music in a way intended to sexually entice others. This Israeli election is indeed a striptease show, with the pathetic part being that those in it are unpleasant, vulgar, and disgusting." And then he went on to say, again, very odd, he says, "There's nothing erotic about them except them being delusional. Their obsessions have made them believe they are the darling, seductive princesses that everyone is gloating over." And then in the comment section, Jimmy, one reader said this, "You do not speak for pro-Israel Christians, Mike. In fact, it appears you only speak of and for yourself. Your outrage over how Israelis have voted does not represent the rest of us." And then she continued with this, "Whenever I hear anyone making the comment that someone is, quote-unquote, destroying everything we evangelicals have sacrificed our lives to build, I know the speaker has gone off the rails of the spiritual calling for Christians to stand with Israel." And Jimmy, I thought that was a good comment and observation.
I believe the exact same thing, David, and I'm thankful for that particular comment from that reader. You know, I think it might be helpful for our listeners to know something about Mike Evans. What can you tell us about him?
Well, Mike Evans is a journalist and author of over 40 books, and he's produced 18 documentaries based on his books.
Well, the day before the Times of Israel blog, Evans wrote an open letter to Israel's incoming prime minister, Naftali Bennett. I think this letter was very troubling.
I agree, and Evans began his letter this way. "Dear Mr. Bennett, what a disgusting disappointment you turned out to be. I thought Menachem Begin was your hero. You've disgraced his name. Shame on you. Don't ever call yourself a defender of Zion. You're not." And then he continued with, "You betrayed the very principles that a generation gave their blood for and died for. You want to be in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood and leftists. God have mercy on your soul." And then Evans wrote, "You are a pathetic, bitter little man, so obsessed with destroying Netanyahu that you're willing to damage the state of Israel for your worthless cause." And then amazingly, Jimmy, using expletives, he said this, "We gave you 4 years of miracles under Donald Trump, and this is how you show your appreciation, blanking on our face. How dare you?" And then he concluded with, "To say I'm disgusted with you is an understatement. You care more about your own blank ego and your bitterness than you do about the state of Israel." Now, Evans has since apologized for his harsh statements and rude language, but Jimmy, this is all very troubling coming from someone who claims to be a pro-Israel believer in Jesus Christ and a leader in the Christian community. And he also wrote a letter to the Knesset published by IsraelNationalNews.com on Friday, appealing for them to seek the Lord in humility and prayer. But it was so long and rambling and disjointed that I don't think anyone is going to take this seriously.
You know, David, there was another article in the Times of Israel by an Orthodox rabbi who had a very interesting perspective on Naftali Bennett and pushed back hard against Mike Evans. Give us the details.
Well, that article was by a man named Tuli Weiss and had the title, "Mike Evans is No Friend of Zion." And then he had this to say, "As an Orthodox rabbi who works every day for the support of Israel with evangelical Christians, I never thought I would hear something so shocking." And then he went on to say this, "Dr. Mike Evans publicly attacked Israel's Prime Minister-elect Naftali Bennett with harsh, vulgar language and threatened to withdraw the support of 77 million evangelical Christians from Israel because he didn't like Bennett's politics. And let me just continue with this article, Jimmy. A defender of Zion is someone who puts his life on the line for the Jewish people, like Naftali Bennett has done repeatedly as the leader of an elite IDF army unit. And a defender of Zion is someone who thinks day and night about Israel's security, as Naftali Bennett has done as defense minister of the state of Israel. And I will tell you who is not a friend of Zion, someone who literally takes out ads and billboards calling himself the largest evangelical leader in the world, end quote, and then publicly attacks, threatens, and delegitimizes Israel's democratically elected prime minister. And finally, this man wrote, around the world, Israel is under attack by radical Islamists and the mainstream media, and the last thing we need is to come under attack by our Christian friends. So it was very powerful, I thought.
Very, very powerful. Well, David, despite this hot rhetoric from Mike Evans, it certainly does not seem to represent all pro-Israel evangelicals. And as suggested by one of the commentators on the blog article that you quoted just a bit earlier, that does not seem the case that Mike Evans has been chosen to speak for all of us who are evangelical and pro-Israel.
Well, that's right. He definitely does not. The Times of Israel reported that Evans had lambasted the unity government before a confirmation vote on Sunday, calling them a coalition of Arab anti-Zionists and post-Zionists who will, quote-unquote, wave a white flag and surrender to radical Islam. And they quoted him as saying that Bibi Netanyahu is the only man in the world that unites evangelicals. But, Jimmy, yet on Thursday, the Jerusalem Post ran an article with the title, Christians Pledge Unconditional Support for Israel at Prayer Breakfast. And Jimmy, even though this was held at the Friends of Zion Museum that Evans founded, the event had been kicked off at the Knesset the day before, and a letter was read that stated this, "We, the undersigned evangelical Christian leaders, want to reaffirm our unwavering support for the nation and people of Israel." And the letter continued with this, "We want to further reaffirm that this steadfast support for Israel shared throughout our global constituencies is not dependent on the government chosen by the people of Israel." And apparently, parting ways with Evans, it read, "We respect Israel as a democratic state which has the sovereign right to elect its own leaders. We further recognize that as foreign guests in Israel, it is not our place to interfere in Israeli politics, but rather to stand in friendship and solidarity with the people of Israel and their elected government." So I thought that was a good statement.
Very good statement. And David, I think this was a very important report. Some may come at us and say, well, why did you not go to Mike Evans privately? Well, he went public, therefore we have justification for going public as well. Thank you for your research into this discussion, David. Appreciate it so much. We'll be back here next week for another such discussion.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll look forward to being with you then.
Indeed, spiritual warfare is an activity for Christians in the end of times. The writers of the New Testament gave us not only warnings of satanic and demonic activity as we await the return of Jesus Christ, but also instructions on how to deal with the satanic attacks. The Apostle Paul warned that the devil will appear as an angel of light and his demons as false teachers, deceitful workers, and able to transform themselves into apostles of Christ. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. All of this discussion evidence that we are in the end times. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time as I will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.